This is a previously recorded episode.
Welcome to the Cassie Sobelton Show. This is a podcast focused on mind, body, and spirit wellness. I'm your host, Cassie Sobelton, a best-selling author, speaker, and wellness expert. You can find me online at CassieSobelton.com. Each week, we'll dive into a different wellness topic with a focus on teaching you how to achieve wellness realistically. No lofty goals, no over-the-top crazy diets. This is wellness for the real world. Just practical, easy suggestions and ways to improve your life. Thank you for listening. Now on to the show.
My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focus, EOU. Ooh, ooh, I leave it all.
This week, I'm talking to Amber Pupor. Amber's name is synonymous with vegetarian cuisine in southeastern Michigan. Having worked with In Season Cafe for over a decade, opening Cacao Tree and The Clean Plate, as well as currently an integral consultant for Green Space Cafe in Ferndale. Her passion for providing well-balanced, enriched, and nourishing food is representative through her involvement and commitment to her clientele in the community. Welcome, Amber.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming. What a amazing two-sentence bio you have right there. I mean, and the whole idea of your name being synonymous with vegetarian cuisine couldn't be more accurate. I mean, every single person I know, when anything comes up about it, it's immediately, do you know Amber? Yes, I know Amber. I know and love Amber. So I really appreciate everything you're doing for this area when it comes to all the food, everything that you're bringing to us. So
thank you.
How long has Green Space been open now?
Green Space just opened in December of 2015.
That's awesome.
So we're in our first quarter.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
And from what I know, 2-hour waits nearly every night.
Weekends for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we're definitely bursting at the seams. It's been really exciting. This is the first plant-based vegan restaurant that has a full bar.
Wow.
And we do an apothecary style bar. So it's not just, you know, a cocktail or liquor. It's medicine.
Yeah, that's no joke. I think the way that restaurant has been put together, it couldn't be more top-notch. I mean, it really feels like you're in the middle of New York. It, you know, it has everything. And I do think that is one thing that this area was missing, the vegan cuisine with the drinks, the bar atmosphere. And that makes such a difference.
Absolutely. People literally come in and they're wowed.
Yeah.
And I remember about a year ago, that was one of the things I kept saying is we really want the customer to come in and have that wow factor.
Yep.
To look around, there's the high ceilings. It's a very natural feeling. There's a lot of wood. The care and the detail that went into it, that's the first response that people have when they come in the door. And it's such a good feeling.
Yep.
It's such a good feeling that people are not crammed into a tiny little foyer waiting mm-hmm. an hour and a half for a table.
Right.
It's wonderful that the demand is there, but this is the first space that we've had in this area that's like this.
It's perfect. Yeah. And not to take away from the other restaurants, of course,
absolutely.
In Season, Cacao, The Clean Plate, they all are wonderful and have their place. I tend to think of those more as lunchtime for me, and this is more dinner, you know, because it has more of that atmosphere. Can you tell me about putting together the menus for all of these places and just kind of the process and what went into that?
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, my businesses, we currently do not have a chef.
Wow.
I don't believe in the hierarchy.
Yep.
I am all about empowering my employees.
And so you mean Cacao?
Yep, Cacao and The Clean,
clean plate.
Yeah, so we
and
operate.
Clean Plate is in Macomb?
It's in Shelby Township.
Shelby, thank you.
Yep.
And Cacao is in?
Downtown Royal Oak.
Thank you.
Yep. And so my employees have this empowered mindset when they come to work that, you know, if someone calls in, we're okay because everybody can do everything.
That's
and
great.
It's just this great team camaraderie family that mm-hmm. we've established. And it really creates this unity that you don't find in most restaurants. You know, you tend to have this kind of animosity between, you know, front and back of the house and this hierarchy in a lot of kind of French style inspired kitchens. So we've really eliminated that, which is awesome. And with Green Space, we have been fortunate enough to have Chef George Boutitakis, who actually was the author of the cookbook for In Season and the former owner for 18 years. He's really the driving force behind the menu. So to come full circle 16 years later and work with George and his wife, Sarah, again, it's just been amazing because he, you know, he's so inspired. He's traveled the world. He just has this intention about him that, you know, anyone that works with him really feels honored.
Mm-hmm.
So he's really been the driving force behind the menu, and just being able to work side by side has been an honor.
That's great. Well, I saw a lot of stuff happening beforehand, of course, with my friendship with Joel Kahn, Dr. Joel Kahn. He's one of the owners, he and his family. I guess he is the owner and his family. And so I kept seeing you guys having these tastings and these, you know, testings. And I was like, oh, I kind of want to go. I'm so jealous. It looks so good. And then finally, here it is. It's open. I get to experience it. You mentioned something about this hierarchy or lack of, you know, in your organizations. We talked a little bit about, and I know only a little bit about Waldorf schools, but I know that you were, you either went through them, you were involved in curriculum or whatever it was. Was that where the no hierarchy comes from? Because I love that, and I think that's really the wave of the future in the way people are taking responsibility and should for their work and their, you know, owning things. But I'd love to hear about Waldorf schools and your experience in that.
You know, I love that you use that parallel because actually it's interesting. There's everything is based on a committee and a board. There is no principal at Waldorf schools, which, again, really alleviates that pressure and that hierarchy. The style of education is to inspire a love of learning in the child. Everything in the school is natural. There's really, you know, technology is not really welcome in the sense of video games. And, you know, even down to little things. I remember when I first started working in the kindergarten that they didn't want images on lunchboxes and backpacks because when you have a pre-existing image, it takes away the mind's ability to be creative from their own mind.
Wow.
And so I went through a 3-year teacher development program through Detroit Waldorf. So I'm certified internationally to teach, and I loved it. It transformed my life. There was actually a lot of inner development is how they would refer to it. And one of my teachers, she always said is, you know, you're cultivating your inner life. And that could not be more true.
Right.
And it's something that I always kind of think back on in any of my inner moments of turmoil and struggle and challenges in this world. You know, I always think that this is just another step in my cultivation. And, you know, I just need to clear out the weeds so I can let my garden flourish and grow. And so I learned.
I love that analogy.
Yeah, it's really been part of my life. So that experience really was a springboard for this love of teaching. And when I was affiliated with the school, I started a parent-child cooking class program.
Oh, how cool.
And it was. It was free. I did
so
it
was
all
this
volunteer.
In Detroit?
It was. It was at the Detroit Waldorf School in
is
Indian
Village.
Is that
still here?
It is.
Okay.
I want to say that they're somewhere around 45 years that they've been established.
In what years are there?
Well,
I mean,
I was there.
What grades?
Oh, they're preschool
okay. All
the way up to eighth grade.
All right.
Yep.
And so where would those children go to high school then?
High school, if you wanted to stay within that education platform, you would unfortunately have to commute to Ann Arbor.
Okay.
Which
that's not too
that
bad.
That school's amazing. It's really high demand. I mean, it's an amazing program. Otherwise, a lot of the families will choose like Arts Academy in the Woods, some of these charter schools that are available locally. A lot of the kids go to Roper as well.
Gotcha.
Because, I mean, they're brilliant minds.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, having the opportunity to teach children and parents together, it was because I don't have my own children. I have 3 dogs.
I have 2 dogs, I call them my fur babies.
Exactly. So, you know, it's always this interesting thing where people are like, well, you don't have your own kids, so you don't really know. But having the opportunity to work hands-on with the parents and, you know, we would do things like, for example, roll vegetarian sushi, right?
Nice.
And most parents are like, you know, my kid's not going to eat sushi. That's just too weird. They're not going to eat seaweed. But when the child has the opportunity to get their hands involved and actually make it, they're so interested that they want to try it.
Right.
You know, it's similar to gardening when they've tried all these different gardening programs in schools. You know, the child then wants to eat the tomato off the plant because they've worked to create it and grow it. So that same experience really happens when you allow the child to get their hands in food. And I tell parents all the time, I'm like, really, we should be letting our children be our help in the kitchen. You know, we take on this daunting task of preparing dinner from scratch. And here we have, you know, free
kids,
child labor.
Right. Yeah. That's awesome. So you started teaching these parent-teacher cooking classes or parent-child. Parent-child, thank you. And that then kind of showed you how much you like teaching in that aspect. So then now I know you're doing some, what, vegetarian, what is it through?
I do cooking classes through the Birmingham Community House.
Okay. Another one, the vegetarian group at Beaumont or something.
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, I do classes with Michigan State, with U of M,
wow.
Wayne State University, with all the medical students.
Okay.
I've been referring it to as medical students of the future because
awesome.
We're really showing them that food can be medicine, that you really want to look at the whole body. We're really hoping to plant the seed for the medical students that in the future, when they have a patient, you know, it's not just about prescribing medicine. It's really about getting a full picture of that individual. What is your diet? What is your lifestyle?
It's so awesome.
Yeah.
And so necessary.
Yeah.
So is this a mandatory class for them?
It's, well, it's interesting. It's not mandatory, but they are getting credits for it.
Okay.
And they're getting a free lunch. So
well,
of course
not
I provide
bad.
Lunch. So,
so is it once a week?
It's typically once a month.
Okay.
We've signed on. We've been doing Wayne State since September.
This is such good news.
Yeah. It's honestly amazing.
That's
and a lot
great.
Of this is because of Dr. Joel Kahn.
Yep.
And his influence.
Shocker.
So I know exactly, right?
There's nothing that man can't do. I mean, I adore
exactly.
him.
He is the reason I'm at Greenspace. Yeah, we've signed on Michigan State. So we have three locations next week, actually. We're starting Michigan State.
And in Lansing?
Of them,
or the one here at DMC?
Month, East Lansing,
wow.
Macomb, and downtown.
Awesome.
So, yeah, big things are happening with the medical world and, you know, really understanding that we have to look at this. We
right.
can no longer close an eye and really be in denial. You know, obviously we all know there's big business behind mm-hmm. these hospitals.
Right.
And you know, we have to
behind
stop being
cancer
driven.
Treatments. There's big business behind illness.
Literally.
Period.
Literally.
Yeah. I mean, a huge part of our economic development and future could fall if these types of things did. I mean, of course, other things would rise. But there's a lot of people that have stake in keeping people ill.
Absolutely. No,
wow.
absolutely. And it's interesting because, you know, a lot of my work has been similar to some of the things you've been doing where I'm working with corporations.
Mm-hmm.
And with the change in healthcare, you know, this is huge costs
right.
when you have an unhealthy, you know, employee base.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, for example, myself, I have really healthy employees. I rarely have people
I'm
calling
sure.
sick.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing shots of wheatgrass every day
right.
and green juices. And,
and
know,
by the way, do they have
great.
To pay or is this all complimentary?
Everybody, my businesses get a comped meal. I'm all about encouraging that they eat healthy. So yeah, we try to encourage them to, you know, come to work, eat your meal at work. That's their break. So
I fight with businesses a lot on this because when we go out to do lunch and learns, I mean, I'm like, please, for God's sakes, at least have a salad there or like, Middle Eastern, Mediterranean. They want to order pizza.
Literally.
They want to order subs. And I'm like, no, that's not okay. Well, Cassie, the differences in price are $500 for catered food or literally $80, you know, and,
yep.
and it's tough for them to justify that. And I said, well, then you're going to fight with me on your insurance costs on the tail end of this? And it's a very hard thing to really get people to wrap their heads around.
It is. It is, unfortunately. And one thing that I've always said, to me, one of the biggest, you know, issues that we have in this country is we have to reassess our values.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people will say to me, you know, well, I don't understand how you can shop at Whole Foods, for example.
Oh, right.
You know, they just think
doesn't
it's
drive
whole
nuts?
Paycheck or,
yeah.
you know, whatever kind of these, some of these comments are. And I always say, you know, I don't wear makeup. I don't buy fancy clothes.
Totally.
I don't drive a nice car.
Yep.
You know, I value my health and wellness more than these other things that to me are just really part of the illusion of life anyway.
Me too. You know? I always say I'm still in my starter home. I've
exactly.
been there for 15 years.
Yep.
Everyone I know is bought up. But guess where my money goes? To travel and to health.
Exactly.
That's all there is to it. And we put our money where we want to grow in life.
Yep.
And when people say they don't have the money for it and they're driving around in a whatever type of car or living in whatever type of home, I mean, God bless them. But that's their choice, you know, and
yep.
there is money out there for that. And we always make money available for what we really believe in.
Exactly. And that's the thing is that, you know, I really try to juggle where I put my money because I try to keep it local as well with
mm-hmm.
my businesses and
yeah,
with
I
my
bet.
Personal choices is, you know, Michigan, if the more we focus on the sustainability, putting money into local businesses, we're going to thrive.
Yep.
And we're really seeing that. I mean, looking at Detroit over the last 5 years and how it's just grown and developed, it's driven by individuals and small businesses. That's what's changing the landscape of Detroit.
You got that
and
right.
And it's just, I mean, it's been profound to experience. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So the restaurants, of course, are keeping you super busy, this medical school treatment. Anything else going on?
Well, you know, working with Joel Kahn,
yeah.
and he is a co-founder for the Plant-Based Nutrition Support Group.
That's awesome. Is that through the hospitals as well?
It actually was started with a patient, Paul Chatlin.
Okay.
So the two of them started this group just as a way for, you know, a small little organization for people that were diagnosed with heart disease, typically, that would have a place to go to feel comfortable. You know, the executive on Wall Street who's never heard of plant-based, who thinks vegetarians are, you know, hippies living in their vans and, you know, all those stereotypes that go along with it. It was a way to create a community of people that really went against that norm. And, you know, opening up everybody to the fact that, wow, I can enjoy a plant-based meal. I can maybe start with meatless Mondays, and then, you know what, I can move on and integrate meat and a vegetarian diet into my daily life.
Mm-hmm.
And so this group has grown from a small handful of people in about 2 years to we have almost 1,500 members.
Oh my gosh, I have seen it growing. I didn't know it was that big.
Yeah, it's been huge, and
that's
great. You know, we're bringing in national speakers. Dr. Campbell's coming in next week.
Wow.
So it's really been exciting to be able to participate in something so amazing, because there's so many people who feel really alone.
Right.
I deal with it every day with my clientele basis, because, you know, the customer was diagnosed with either diabetes or cancer, heart disease, you know, some sort of degenerative disease. They've heard about, you know, wheatgrass or juicing. And so they come into the cafe and, you know, they're really overwhelmed. There's a lot of misinformation on the internet. And so we've really provided a place where people can come, have some basic questions answered, feel comfortable, and really realize that they're not alone.
I love that.
And, you know, people have come to me in the last 5 years since I've had my juice bar. I can't tell you how many people have come in and cried, literally cried, given me a hug and said, without this place, without you, I wouldn't be here today. You know, I've gone to my doctors. My tumors have disappeared. You know, they've shrunk. My doctor is like, what are you doing? And, you know, of course, they're not used to that. Doing wheatgrass and green juices. And, you know, and it's at the end of the day, the reward I have gained from working with people and just inspiring people, it's really kept me going.
I bet.
It's really been a blessing.
You're doing a lot to make it available. I know. I thank you. I know the whole community does. But to be able to have those things readily available is key. I mean, because it is not easy for everyone to be able to do this on a daily basis, eat like this. You know, I was raw vegan for about 5 or 6 years, I guess. I didn't even know that's what I was. I had just gone on this super healthy kick and trying to heal myself of disease, and luckily did. But I then found out there was this raw vegan movement and really got into it. But it did take up so much of my time. So when Cacao Tree opened, when, you know, different places open around town, Drought Juice has made a big difference. You know, being able to get these things readily and having them accessible to me wherever I go has changed things for me in a major way. And you've been such a key person behind that. So I know I appreciate that greatly.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been great. So as far as raw food, are you a raw foodist?
No, similar to you. I've gone through, you know, periods of time where I eat mostly raw.
Uh-huh.
But I'm like you. I don't like labels.
Right.
And I really encourage people with my teaching that, you know, the labels cause more stress than actually good,
right.
You know. And we really neglect to understand that stress in the body can be equally as damaging, if not more, than the actual food we consume.
You got that right.
So I just, you know, I tell people, you know, go for plant-based. You know, if you eat whatever you eat, but if you base the majority of your diet around plants,
mm-hmm.
you're on a good path.
Yep.
You know, and the palate changes in a very short period of time. And what people don't expect is that they naturally start to gravitate towards these whole food ingredients.
Yep.
They want fresh foods. I mean, I feel it's almost like my blood sugar is unbalanced if I don't eat a salad.
Yeah.
You know, or a big thing of steamed kale, because my body is so used to having it every day that when I don't, if I'm really busy and I'm not, you know, eating like I should,
yeah.
you know, I can really feel it. And that's really what it takes. It's dedicating that initial startup. And then once someone does this for about 90 to 120 days, which, you know,
mm-hmm.
they start to change. They
yeah.
start to gain that mental clarity. And it's like, well, why would I go back to processed foods?
Exactly.
You know?
Yep. That's great. So if you had to give the listeners one easy health upgrade, something that every single person listening to this could do, what would be that one thing?
I'm so glad you asked me that question. I always tell people they have to eat more greens.
Okay.
I'm a huge advocate that greens, fresh greens, should be their own food group.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't consider them a vegetable. So I love to add hot food. Anything I eat, I pretty much put on a bed of fresh spinach.
Okay.
And it kind of softens it because it's hot. You can put greens in your smoothie. You know, you can really sneak greens into a lot of different foods.
So you're saying raw greens?
Preferably raw.
Okay.
But, I mean, if they'll start with cooked, you know.
Right. Yeah. No, and I mean,
any way to get greens in.
A big reason for that is because of the enzymes in
Absolutely.
That food and how much it can help. Maybe you can talk about that for a second.
Well, the enzymes, you know, and that could go on for more than a second,
I'm
but,
sure.
You know, eating the raw foods is giving us those enzymes that are absorbable by the body. When we cook the food, we tend to really diminish the living enzymes. But in general, any plant-based foods, whole grains. You know, I just try to get people to eat anything that's fresh mm-hmm. and unprocessed, you know, and then that transition can move forward. Get away from those the faux meats. You know, you don't need all this kind of replacement foods.
Right.
You just start fresh.
Yep. So, I mean, a lot of what you're saying, and we haven't said this exact phrase yet, but this idea of food is medicine. And, you know, I love to tell people every single bite of food that you take is going to be one or the other. It's going to be poison or medicine. And starting to realize you don't have to have 100% medicine. That's not necessary. But you have to have more medicine than you have poison.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a huge part of what you're saying right now is to be able to transition to adding some greens in, you know, adding whatever, however you can, and being able to get that in your body.
Exactly.
So, and I think maybe, you know, everyone's so used to these not everyone. A lot of people in America, we talk about SAD, the standard American diet. It is very sad. But a lot of people think that they should have meat for breakfast, meat for lunch, and meat for dinner. And eating meat's fine, but maybe not eating meat 3 times a day, maybe not eating it every single day. There's no need for that. And if you are, how are you going to offset that? Because there is a lot of poison that might be in the meats. So offsetting it with, you know, natural, healthy foods and, you know, things that actually grow out of the ground. That's the way we should really be going about it. So
exactly.
I appreciate all your insight and your time today. I know I've said it before, but you've done so much for the community and getting these different restaurants open. And I think the longest lasting effect you're going to have is these med students. I cannot wait until we have a world of doctors that understand that food can be medicine. That is going to make such a world of difference. So thank you for being a forerunner in that, and thank you for being here. I'd love to have you back.
Awesome. I'd love to come back. Thank you so much
for
having me.
Cool, and I know I will see you like probably 4 times in the next week at some restaurant because I love coming to your places. So I'll see you then. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for listening to the Cassie Sobelton Show. I hope you heard at least one easy health upgrade on today's show that you can immediately implement into your life. Remember, over time, implementing small health upgrades will make a big difference in your health. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Cassie Sobelton. For more information or to hire me as a speaker or wellness consultant, please visit CassieSobelton.com. See you next week.
This is a previously recorded episode.